We'll never reach the Valley of Four Draughts like this,
Violet said, speaking louder than usual over the buzzing of the gnats.
How can we stop them, Klaus?
Fire drives them away, Klaus said.
In the book I read, the author said that even the smell of smoke can keep a whole swarm at bay, but we can't start a fire underneath a coat.
Ow!
A snow gnat stung Violet's thumb on a spot that had already been stung, just as the Baudelaires rounded the rocky corner where the swarm had first appeared. Through a worn spot in the fabric, the Baudelaires could just make out a dark, circular hole in the side of the mountain.
That must be an entrance to one of the caves, Klaus said. Could we start a fire in there?
Maybe, Violet said. And maybe we'd annoy a hibernating animal.
We've already managed to annoy thousands of animals, Klaus said, almost dropping the pitcher as a gnat stung his wrist. I don't think we have much choice. I think we have to head into the cave and take our chances.
Violet nodded in agreement, but looked nervously at the entrance to the cave. Taking one's chances is like taking a bath, because sometimes you end up feeling comfortable and warm, and sometimes there is something terrible lurking around that you cannot see until it is too late, and you can do nothing else but scream and cling to a plastic duck. The two Baudelaires walked carefully toward the dark, circular hole, making sure to stay clear of the nearby edge of the peak, and pulling the coat tightly around them so the snow gnats could not find a way inside. But what worried them most was not the height of the peak, or the stingers of the gnats, but the chances they were taking as they ducked inside the gloomy entrance of the cave. The two Baudelaires had never been in this cave before, of course, and as far as I've been able to ascertain, they were never in it again, even on their way back down the mountain, after they had been reunited with their baby sister and learned the secret of verbal fridge dialogue. And yet, as Violet and Klaus took their chances and walked inside, they found two things with which they were familiar. The first was fire. As they stood inside the entrance to the cave, the siblings realized at once that there was no need to worry about the snow gnats any longer, because they could smell nearby smoke and even see, at a great distance, small orange flames toward the back of the cave. Fire, of course, was very familiar to the children, from the ashen smell of the remains of the Baudelaire mansion to the scent of the flames that destroyed Caligari Carnival. But as the snow gnats formed an arrow and darted away from the cave, and the Baudelaires took another step inside, Violet and Klaus found another familiar thing, a familiar person, to be exact, who they had thought they would never see again.
"Hey, you cake sniffers,"
said a voice from the back of the cave, and the sound was almost enough to make the two Baudelaires wish they had taken their chances someplace else.
How do you slow this thing down?